Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm speaking with Mr. Torres.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, sir. This is David, and your call is connected to Commonwealth Bank. Do you try to call us right now?
Yes. The Commonwealth Bank?
I'm speaking with Mr. Julio Torres. The card
yes,
ends,
speaking.
Ends with 8210.
Yes.
How can I help you, sir?
The thing is, I received a phone call from Amazon today, and they said somebody tried to buy something with my car, and I didn't, after I didn't go to Amazon, I didn't do anything. I would like to stop any payment on my car today.
Okay, so do you given any of the details?
No, no.
You're not given any of the details. You have done a great job, sir, but as we can see, sir, like they're just trying to make a purchase. Like they're just trying to make a transaction of $500. So do you
give
any of the code, anything like that?
No. They just they supposed to be Amazon. They call me and they asked me if I do the transaction, and I didn't do any transaction. I would like to cancel all the payment or whatever it was.
Okay, sir, Mr. Torres, I just want you to wait for a second. What I will do, sir, I will simply go ahead and cancel that $500 transaction, okay? Just
yes,
wait,
please.
Mr. Torres, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Torres, do you try to download any application from your mobile?
I just open the account to see the balance. That's all.
That's all. And do you try to get any supporting application like TeamViewer or anything, any desk like that? Do you try to do you downloaded any of this? Any supporting?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because as for our server, we can see that you downloaded something which says AnyDesk. Do you downloaded anything like that, the security application?
No. What I try to do is the see if there is any payment, and this is what I open the account, and I see that there is any payment, but there's nothing in there at the moment.
Okay. As you can understand, Mr. Torres, Commonwealth Bank have some certain security. So while you're logging something, we find out that on your mobile, you have the AnyDesk application. So just can you have a look? Do you see any red color application, AnyDesk? Red and the white, red and the white diamond color application?
No, because my wife and myself, we are here at the moment at home. We are done. The only thing is I open the account to see if there is any payment.
Okay, not a problem, Mr. Torres. Can you go do one thing, sir? Like as they try it on that the way, we need to cancel the transaction like that. So can you open the App Store?
Just give me one sec.
Open the App Store?
Yeah, I opened it.
Now, you can see a search panel there. Do you see that search panel where you can type and search anything?
Yeah, no.
You can see on the App Store a magnifying glass where you can type and search something, right? Just try to have a look.
It doesn't work with the magnifying glass at the moment. I don't know why.
Okay, on the very bottom right-hand corner, you can see a magnifying glass. Do you see that?
Yeah, I press it, but it doesn't.
Okay, can you do one thing, sir? Can you close each and everything? Go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons and just try to have a look. You can see anything, a red and the white diamond color application which says AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Sorry, I am not really good with the technology.
Okay, sorry for that, Mr. Torres. Just try to open App Store one more time.
I opened it already. But
okay.
The search magnifying glass doesn't work for me at the moment. I don't know why.
Okay, press the back button, sir. Press the back button. Try to press the back button. Now, you're doing very well, Mr. Torres. I just want your 5 minutes so we can cancel each and everything, okay? Have a look on the very top. Do you see something which says search for apps and games or any search panel? Do you see that?
Give me 1 second.
Try to give a click on the magnifying glass one more time.
It doesn't work. I don't know why it doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No.
Do you know how to open Google, sir? Do you know how to open Google?
Yeah.
Open Google?
I can open Google, yeah.
Now, on the very top, you can see a long search panel, right?
Yeah.
Type there A as in Apple A, N as in, letter A.
A.
Then letter N for November N.
N, yeah.
Y for Yankee Y.
Yeah.
D for Delta D.
Yeah.
E for Edward E.
Yeah.
S for Sugar S.
Yeah. K.
K for Kilo K.
Yeah, any left?
Search for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now search for that and please let me know what you can see.
Right, it says download any left now, remote access with any left.
Click on, you can see something which says any desk, the fast remote desktop. Do you see that?
Any left, what?
Any desk, click on that, the first option, give a click on that. Now what you can see?
Support now.
Do you see download now?
Click
on download now, click on that. Download now. Now do you see something which says get in app store? Do you see that?
Any desk remote desktop.
Do you see download now?
Yes, it's download now.
Click on download now. Click on download now.
The open screen is up. It is down.
Yes, click on open. Click on open.
Yes, and they give me enter remote address and they give me one number.
Just give above that, we can see the security number was 840-644-236, right?
Yes.
Wait for a second. You will get to see a security warning on your mobile. Do you see the security warning? Go to the very bottom down. Do you see I am aware of that risk? Tick that box and give a click on accept. What you can see right now?
I back again to the same screen where the number is 840-644.
Okay, sir. Wait, sir. You will get to see that, okay? Now, you will get to see the security warning one more time. If you can see the security warning,
now.
Go to the very bottom down. If you can see, I am aware of that risk, click on that. Click on I am aware of that risk. And then give a click on accept. Now, again, give a...
It's only the cancel button is lighting the accept point.
No. Where you can see, I am aware of that risk, tick that box. I am aware of that risk.
I click already, but nothing. It is only the cancel button is available. The other
and
one,
is and you don't see accept.
Yeah.
Click on accept. Now, when you give a click on accept, do you see any changes? Combank accept.
Screen broadcast.
Click on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. Click on start broadcast. 2 or 3 times. Now don't touch anywhere, sir. Don't touch anywhere. Go back to your home screen of your mobile. Swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen, sir. Swipe the screen. Now wait, sir. Let me help you out to cancel the transaction. Just wait for a second. The $500 was made from your account, sir, okay? So we need to go ahead and cancel the transaction. You are handy with a piece of paper, sir, so I can provide you the cancellation ID.
Just give me 1 second.
Take your sweet time. Write down the write down the cancellation ID, which was A as in Apple A.
A.
M as in mother M.
M.
Z as in zebra Z.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
Then number six.
Yeah.
G as in God.
Which one?
G as in God.
I don't understand what.
It's G. G for God, G for gorilla.
G.
Yes, G as in zebra, Z as in zoo.
Yeah.
Then number six.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
H as in Harry.
Which?
H. Letter H for hotel.
Okay, H. Yeah.
Now can you confirm me the cancellation ID one more time? Can you confirm me the cancellation ID?
Yeah, I would like to tell you.
No, yes, tell me one more time, sir. Tell me one more time.
A, N, Z, 1, 2, 6, G, Z, 6, 2, 1, H.
Okay. Now write down the transaction ID. The cancellation transaction ID was I as in Indiana, I.
Yeah.
L as in Lima, L.
Yeah.
G as in God, G.
Yeah.
Number six.
Number six.
Number two.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
29.
29.
9. 20. 20. 7.
Seven.
Now confirm me the transaction ID, sir.
Is I L G 6 2 1 2 9 2 0 7.
Okay. Now write down the order ID, sir. Order ID was A as in Apple A.
A for Apple, yes.
Yes. S as in sugar, S.
Yeah.
I as in Indiana, I.
Yeah.
Number six.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Now, just have a look, sir. Can you go ahead and then log in to your Commonwealth Bank? We sent you a refund request, okay? You will get to see that a refund of 500 was sent to your account. Can you go ahead and check that? Wait for a second. What I will do, sir, I will connect this call to my accounts department. Just wait for a second.
They said Rocket remit $500.
Yeah, we know that. This is Ron Davis from the security in charge. We know that somebody has used some kind of rocket remit to just charge those things. So nothing to be worried. I'm just simply helping you. You just simply do one thing. You just simply open up your Commonwealth application. Let me just transfer you the phone right now. You open up the Commonwealth.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you open up the Commonwealth, you just give a click on the X. At the top, there will be the X. Just give me a moment. Now, give a click on the X. Left and top corner. Did you see on X? Click on the X. Yeah. Now, what you can see? Now look at the bottom. Can you see something called, I'm generating the cancellation code and I'll help you to refund it back. So can you see at the bottom something called pay over there, pay? At the very
pay?
Bottom? Yeah. Pay, home, account, pay. Click on pay. And can you see cardless cash and deposit? Give a click on that, cardless cash and deposit. Now give a click on cardless cash. Give a click on that cardless cash. Okay. Now look at the bottom, there will be the arrow. Press the arrow so that you will get the code and you will get the funds to use it. Now press the arrow one more time. Again press the arrow. Now click on OK, got it? Now I am now put the amount, enter an amount because your 500 has been missing, so you need to select for 500. Click on enter an amount at the top.
This happened to me once. I put that numbers and then they withdraw that money.
No. It will be just coming up. Nobody is withdrawing it. You will get to see the code. You are not. You did not need to share this code to anybody. You just use that code to redeem it. I'll just showing you. Within 30 minutes, you will get the funds into your account. Click on that. Enter an amount. Press on that. Now select it for 500. And because they are using the shopping application, so we need to cancel that platform. Now click on done. Now click on enter description at the bottom. Enter description. Press on enter description. Now type, select shop. Can you see SHOP shop? Select on shop. Press on shop. There will be an option. Now click on done. Click on done.
I did it already.
Yeah, done. At the right hand top corner. Done. Now click on next. At the right hand top corner, next. Press on next. Now click on confirm. Now wait for a second. Press on confirm. You are going to see something called C codes. You will get to see C codes. So press on C codes. Press on C codes.
Yeah.
Now click on home. Now can you see the code? So please write down the code in a piece of paper. Do not give it to anybody. All right. Do not give it to anybody.
The cash code?
Yeah. Now just write it down and log out from your account. Do not log in. Once I got the confirmation, then you are going to receive the fund. You just log off from your account. Log off from your account, okay?
Log off
and
now.
Go to your log off now. Go to your home screen. Log off now and go to your home screen. Now just be with me. Let me transfer the call to the lady. And he will just guide you. Do not log into your account because we are just transferring the funds. Otherwise, they will get to know. All right, just be with me.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Torres. How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Torres. Yes, I am fine. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Torres, for your help. Like, we are simply refunding your money back as you talk with my manager from the account department. They tell you they are going to refund the money back to your account, right? I just want you to open the Google one more time, sir, okay? Open Google.
Yeah.
Now, when you open Google, have a look on the very top. You can see a long search panel where you can type something, right? On the very top.
I was already in Google.
Okay, open the Google and have a look on the very top. You can see a search panel where it says AnyDesk, right? Delete that AnyDesk. Delete AnyDesk. And type there, M as in mother, M.
Yeah.
Y as in Yankee, Y.
Yeah.
Give a space.
Yeah.
Then number one.
Yeah.
P for Peter. Do you see any suggestion came up on the screen which says my 1P at this location, California?
Yeah.
Give a click on that. Click on that.
Yeah, I click already.
Now after that you can see what is my IP at this location. Find out here NordVPN. If you can see that, give a click on that, okay?
Yeah.
Now after that you will get to see that your IP address, which was 1.157.18.92, right?
Yeah.
Just after that, you can see a red flag, sir. Can you tell me what is written there?
Where?
Just underneath that IP address.
Yeah, the thing you are reading. 1.157.18.19.
Just after that, what you can see? Just after that, what you can see?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying in your connection.
So you can understand, Mr. Touros, these are the hacker, these are the person who is trying to use your details. And now you can understand from where this person are coming. Maybe this person are coming from your internet service provider who is providing your internet. We are not telling you that your internet service provider may be someone who works on Telstra or whichever your internet connection you are using. Those are the person they are leaking our customer details. And what happened from that details, they are just trying to make a purchase or they are just trying to take your money. And also you can see that anyone else spying on your connection, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, what happens here, where if you use email, on your email, you will get to see.
And the email what?
Now, on that, you will get to see, on that, what you can see, say, what happened. When you log into your email, you will get to see lots of junk emails or the spam emails. You can see that, right? So most of the fraudster, what happened, most of the fraudster come from this junk and the spam email. What happened? This type of junk and spam email contains lots of harmful viruses and the malicious software. Now, if you wrongly give a click on that type of malicious file or junk email, your device is going to download automatically the lots of viruses and malicious software, okay?
Okay.
So what we need to do, sir, first of all, you're talking to me?
Sorry, no.
I don't understand. Now, I want you to first go ahead and log into your email, okay? Simply go ahead and log into your email. Let me help you out to delete all the spam emails and the junk emails, okay? So log into your email.
Yeah, I log in.
Now have a look on the very top, you can see the mailbox. Give a click on that mailbox. Okay, do one thing, sir. First close this page, close your email, and open the open your Google one more time. Open your Google. Close your email first. First close your email, sir, and open the Google one more time. Open the Google. Yes, no need to worry about that. Minimize this page, close the email, close email. And open the Google one more time, okay?
Yes,
open Google. Now have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see something, the arrow is pointing leftward. Do you see that? Click on that arrow.
Which arrow?
On the very top left-hand corner.
Yes.
Now on the very top, you can see a long search panel where you can type something, right? Click on that.
What?
On the very top, do you see search panel which says my 1P address location? What happened? What are you talking, sir? Which language?
What do you say, sir?
Okay, on the very top, do you see my 1P address location? Click on that and delete that. Delete that.
I delete it.
Now type there W as in whiskey.
I had to type the what?
Yes, W for whiskey, W.
W.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Now you can see something which says W3C validator. If you can see that, give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now, after that, you will get to see something, the W3C Markup Validation Service. Give a click on that.
I have to validate the service.
Click on that, the W3C Markup Validation Service.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, sir, you will get to see the W Markup Validation Service, and you can see something. What you can see, can you tell me that first, sir?
The table of contents.
Okay, have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see the arrow is pointing leftward. Give a click on that arrow on the very top. Now give a click on the first one, the W3C Markup Validation Service. the W3C Markov validation service. Now after that you can see a small, you can see something address. Just beside that address, you can see a white search box where you can type something, right?
Yeah.
I want you to go ahead and type there www.gmail.com and just check that your email is safe and secure or not.
Can you speak a little bit slowly, please? www. And then?
gmail.com.
Email?
Yeah, Gmail.
G for God.
If you're using a Gmail, click on type Gmail. If you're using a Big Pond email,
I use Big Pond.
Type that bigpond.com. Type the bigpond.com and give a click on check. If you can see that check, give a click on check.
Yeah.
Now when you give a click on check, just check that. Is that giving you the green flag or is telling you error and the warning messages? What you can see, just tell me.
It is N-U-H-T-L checkers.
Scroll down. Go to the bottom. Scroll down. And just check that. Do you see any error and the warning messages or anything like that?
It's a big thing in there.
Yes. So you can see error and warning. Do you see that? Error.
I had error, warning.
Can you read out the last error?
After last error. Any further error will be ignored.
So you can understand your email is not safe and secure right now, sir. Those fraudsters using your details for making a fake purchase in your name, okay? So
yeah.
What we need to do, we need to secure your email, okay?
Okay.
Can you go ahead and check that how much error you can see there? How many error you can see?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Count and tell that.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, there is too many.
So you can understand too many times. Those fraudster is trying to make a purchase, okay? So just trying to have heard and check that.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many error you can see, sir?
Do you want to count it?
Yeah, so just count and tell me, sir, so we can go ahead. And according to that, we can provide you the security, okay? Just count, just tell me the error, how many error you can see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17.
17 error. You can understand, Mr. Torres. Those fraudsters is trying to use your email 17 times. So we need to provide you the security according to that. Now I want you to go back to the previous page. Go back to the previous page.
Yeah.
Now give a click on the W3C Markov validation service one more time.
Yeah.
You're giving a click on the wrong one, sir.
In what?
You need to go back to the previous page.
Okay.
And you can see the first option, the W3C Markov Validation Service. Give a click on that. The W3C. Give a click on that.
And clicking W3C?
Not W3C, sir. The DW3C. Go back to the previous page.
Okay. Back to W3C validation service.
Just above that. You can see the W3C markup. Markup validation service.
Yeah,
click on that.
I click already.
Now you need to check your second activity. You are telling me you do online shopping, right? Your Amazon. So just type there www.amazon.com.
And the address?
Yes, type there. www.amazon.com and check that.
www.amazon.com and then?
.com.
Yeah. Then check.
So I click on check and just tell me, sir, how many warning and error messages you can see.
It doesn't work, the check. Oh my Lord.
What happened, sir? You made a mistake?
Yes, I put the... Okay, just give me www.amazon.com. But I put check in that, nothing happened.
Wait, sir, wait. It will come up. Your internet is slow, okay? Wait.
There's some result here, www.amazon.com.
Just go ahead and check how many error and warning you can see.
Pardon?
Just check that. Do you see any error and warning messages or not? How many error and warning you can see? Just say
one,
that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Transferring the funds, you need to just check your account is logged or it is unlocked. You just go ahead and log into your account.
In the email account.
Yeah, your Commonwealth Bank. Go ahead, go to your home screen and log into your Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Once you get logged in.
Yeah, I log in.
You just, press on login and just normally log in. Go to your accounts.
Yes, I am in my account.
Okay, press on accounts. Press on accounts. Now put the password. Are you logged in? You need to log in now. Try to put the correct password. Now wait for a second. Now, the funds is not in because it has been returned. Can you see? It has been returned.
Yeah.
So we need to do it we need to do it in the two time, all right? Like in the small amount. So you need to click on the X. Now click on the X.
But the thing is, I have pending.
Yeah. That is the fund I need to do.
Can you hear? Please.
Yeah. Okay.
I get the Rocket Remit account $500, and then cardless card for collection chop another $500.
No, the thing is that $500 which we need to cancel, it will be again returned to your account because it is not accepting. The code has been just simply expired. We need to generate. Yeah.
I am going to the branch already because
I understand, but the thing is that you need to listen to me, sir. You need to listen to me because you need to listen to me. I'm just working onto your line. That is not the right thing. I understand. Give me 5 minutes. If you're not going to receive your funds back onto your account, just do let me know. Just give me 5 minutes only. Try to understand that. So go to your home screen. Go to your home screen. Are you listening to me, sir? Yeah, go to your home screen. Log into your Commonwealth because it has not accepted. So that's why we need to do it in a small amount. We are refunding it onto 250, all right? So log into your Commonwealth. Give me 5 minutes only. Log into your Commonwealth. Now click on the X at the left hand side top corner. Give a click on the X. Press on the X at the left hand top corner, please.
I put a line.
I understand, but let me just simply generate the code, the transaction code. You don't need to give it to anybody. You need to understand that, sir.
What did you say?
Sorry?
I don't believe you. What did you say? Because if you tell me,
sir, did you give the code to anybody? Just tell me, did you provide the code to anybody? You have just write the code by your own. I'm not asking the code. Then why you are suspicious about that? Do you lose your 500? Do you lose that? Just tell me. Because we don't know who is using that Rocket Remit. We don't even know. But is the cardless amount, do you lose? You can see it has been returned back because